I would choose like little elves, helpers.
I said little elves. That man want to be Santa Claus.
Hello. Calling for Shakoya D.
Who the hell is Shakoya? That's what I thought you were going to say.
Since this gluten-free vegan pizza.
Thank you. With fluffy crust.
Lord. Thank you. You do answer prayers.
No. You know, Jesus went to the cave. He ain't go to the cave. But he was talking amongst the priests and the wise council. He had wise counsel.
What did the cave, where the cave come in?
When I think of Jesus at 12 years old,
you think of a caveman? What?
Come on, Jesus.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
I've been thinking a lot about life and how a lot of times we make it a lot harder than it needs to be. And we've talked about our life choices and confidence and blah, blah, blah. All of those things. They're great. But I just had a question. If you could have two things that could make your life easier, you can create this thing, you can invent this thing. It can be something that's already in existence or something that's strictly from your mind. What would it be? And it cannot be money. Money is not an option. So what two things would you add to your life to make it easier right now in this moment?
The first thing that I would add to my life, it would be a package deal. So it would be in whatever industry or field or direction that I go in life. As soon as I be like, I'm gonna do this, a mentor appears.
Instant mentor.
Yep, good, instant mentor.
That's actually like really good.
Yeah, because I was thinking the only reason why I know how to mix as well as I know how to mix because TJ. Mm. TJ was my mentor.
Yeah.
He showed me the way, showed me the light.
Okay.
So yeah, instant mentor and anything. So if I say I want a figure skate, boom.
Instant mentor.
Yeah.
And okay, so do they just appear in your living room? Like, how does this
like
work?
State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, a mentor is there.
In my car.
You got to say the location. Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, they could just appear or they could just text me. Like, hey, this is your instant mentor. Well, yeah, instant mentor. I would choose that. That's one. I don't have another one right now. Y'all could do yours, and then by the end of yours, okay. I'll have another one.
What about you?
That was a good one. I ain't had nothing at the moment. Let me see. Two things that would make my life easier right now. Maybe I would say. It would be in a similar vein as his, but not a mentor. I would say it would be a space to freely iterate. So to literally whatever it is that I would want to do. If it's the same kind of thing, like if I wanted to practice Jedi knitting, I had a... I don't know why that's the thing that's been coming to my mind today, but yeah, Jedi knitting.
You know, I'm going to start
it. Yeah, somebody they had that when we were in school.
Next artist.
Yeah, they did have Jedi knitting when we were in school.
What does that look like?
I think it's knitting like like Star Wars stuff. I think.
Oh wow, wow! Mm. Would never guess.
Yeah,
I think
I thought it was like you were samurai, like as well, like
do it as well as a Jedi.
That too.
You knit so good you don't even have to use your hands. You just use the Force.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I thought it was like
those that,
that level of expertise or that level of mastery.
Oh, like maybe.
Oh, no, they just was knitting Jedis and stuff related to Star Wars.
I think that's all they were doing, but I don't know. I didn't go to a meeting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either. Yeah. But, yeah, so I would say for me it might be this. The first thing would probably be just the space, anything that I want to do, I was just given a space to actually practice it immediately.
Instant space.
Yeah, instant space. Instant mentor and instant space.
So with yours, so let's say it's like the Jedi knitting. It would just be like a room
Yeah.
You would instantly have just a room. It would have all the supplies in there.
Yeah, all of the resources would be there, and it would just be... I'm going to use archery because that's something I actually want to do. So if I wanted to just practice to be a master archer, it's like I just walk into a room like, shh, shh. All right, here you go. Here's your bow. Here's your arrows. Here's your target. Go until you get good at it.
Oh, not even I'm going to show you what to do. Just go.
I mean,
he need the master.
Yeah, I didn't want to take it as the mentor.
Yeah,
but
you're
I can at least.
Like, hey, Breeze, I'm going to tell the people you want to do archery. 2:00, we're going to be. Just come to the studio.
Yeah, so it would be like that. And then I show up and I can just mess up as many times as I want. And then just step out and be like, all right, that was great. Nobody got to see me. Or if you want to come see me, you can, but I'm just going to keep messing up until I get it right.
Okay.
That's all I
got.
That's
good. Now it makes me want to steal y'all's. So my original thought, because when I first asked myself this question, it was for actual things, not to invent something. So my original thought was to get a private chef. But not just...
I thought it was going
to
be food related. I thought yours was going to be like instant food or something.
No.
Oh, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Well, I want... Okay.
Since this gluten-free vegan pizza...
Thank with you. Fluffy crust.
Lord! Thank you. You really, do answer prayers.
I would really like that. But I was going to say the chef is coming with me wherever I go, so it's still going to be instant food. I get an instant chef. So basically, I was really thinking just have a private chef so that all my food can be made wherever I'm at, wherever I go. And yeah, I think that would be what I want. Any snacks, you know, all that stuff. I don't gotta eat. It don't have to be junk food because I got the private chef to make the food.
Right, yeah. So it's gonna be healthy and good for your mental, good for your skin, good for your gut health and everything because they the private chef. And it's not just any private chef. It's the private chef that you choose because you picked it.
He got to be a master, okay?
Or she.
Mm-hmm. They got to be a master.
Equal opportunity here.
He, she, they, them.
Here at Life Row.
Right. They got to be a master because, you know, I don't need to be breaking out from the chocolate chip cookie, so I need you to figure it out.
Because you still got
to
sing.
Right. That too. I got to sing. But also, I want the chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. So I need y'all to make sure.
So the chocolate chip cookies after... the performance.
We just talked about...
Because E.T. said he used to bake the chocolate chip cookies before he went to sleep. Got to drop the pan. If the pan not dropped, cookies not hot.
What?
That's crazy.
I do remember him saying that, but the way that you just said it... Anyways, instant chef is what I was thinking. That was my original answer. But after hearing y'all answers... I was like, instant vacation.
I want to practice this. I need a space. Damani, I need this space. I'm going to bring my mentor. And then after that, Shakoya, I'm going to need a vacation. Because all this hard work. Come on now, instant vacation.
Like, literally.
On a boat.
Like, you literally just say where you want to go. And already... everything is booked and ready to go. Or honestly, you don't even have to fly there or anything. You just appear there, like Maldives, and I'm in the resort, and I'm in my room
already. Everything's situated.
Everything is booked. The butler is there. The chef is there. The excursions. The list is there for you. Whatever you want or need, whatever you could possibly want or need, even if it's one. That's just like a spa retreat or something.
It's crazy. I was thinking robe.
Like a spa retreat or anything is already set. It's done already. Like it's already done. You're not going to appear in somebody else's room because that will be weird. You in your room. They already checked you in. You're there. That's, I think, yeah.
One thing I was thinking about, your instant vacation made me think about all the stuff that I actually learned that I haven't tried yet. So, like, when you book, I've heard this. I haven't tried it. But if you book vacations or anything like that, you could call and say you're calling to book for Sequoia. Mm-hmm. And then they'll treat you differently because it seems like your assistant is calling and everything like that. So you get an extra special treatment. So
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that. Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
I'm gonna call with a different accent and everything. Hello, calling for Sequoia D. And then they're gonna be like, I forgot what that was gonna say. What that gonna say?
Who the
hell is it? That's what I thought you were gonna say.
Who the hell playing on my phone?
Oh, yeah, I think that instant vacation, that would be my pick. That would definitely be my pick.
All right, so if I had another one, already got the instant mentor, then that instant vacation would be fire.
Mm-hmm.
What's the original question? What's
two things to make your life easier?
Easier.
Yeah, that will make your life easier.
Make my life easier. I want to say, dang, that instant vacation would have been good. That's a good number two. Cause like my life not difficult. But I would choose like little elves. Helpers.
I said little elves. That man want to be Santa Claus.
I
need a partridge in a pear tree. I need.
Give me some elves, some extra hands. I don't want extra hands, but give me some helpers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some helpers would come in clutch. So they could call to book my vacations. Mm-hmm. They could call Damani to let them know that, hey, I'm trying out for the NBA this year. Yeah. I just need a 10-day contract. So, just we need a gym so we can get right. So I got my instant mentor and my little elves. 12 to be exact.
12 little elves? Like 12 disciples?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Okay, what about you? Your second thing.
Everything that I'm thinking of is...
Just go ahead.
I had two. One I was gonna say, I would want to always have my barber ready to stand by. Cause when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. When you do good, you all good. Anyway,
hey, one of my little helpers, they gonna be a barber.
pretty much instant. One of them was gonna be instant haircut. The other one was gonna be instant fits. So any fit that I actually imagine I can put together.
Mm. Would be... Another one of my hopes.
Yeah.
A seamstress.
Yeah.
So we got a barber, a seamstress, an engineer. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, yo, I just need a vibe.
Yeah. that man take all of us. And then the last one that I was thinking, again, these is all just little mini, pretty much all of the stuff that would help me maintain my, do the maintenance. But yeah, not even just my parents, but just the maintenance. Cause I was gonna say, personal just have training. Access. Well, I was gonna say, yeah, access to a gym everywhere I go, or like free gym, just free.
That sounds like free a gym membership.
Yeah, free gym everywhere I go. But yeah, those are the
free
three.
Gym.
Yeah, free. Of course, I'm not paid. This. I just show up and I just gains
it's freedom workout.
Yeah, just whoo. But yeah, those are the three things that I don't have anything else that's serious. Those are all the three things that I got.
Dang, okay.
Mine was serious.
That's why I said I don't have nothing that was serious.
I need my 12 disciples. And I need my mentor. No. You know, Jesus went to the cave. He didn't go to the cave, but he was talking amongst the priests and the wise council. He had wise counsel.
What did the cave, where did the cave come in?
When I think of Jesus at 12 years old,
you think of a caveman? What? What?
I don't think of a caveman, but when I think of them like at a round table, I don't think of them in a cathedral.
You thought that was at a round table?
I mean, it was.
Jesus was at the table at 12? I'm confused.
When he was talking to the priest before he ran away.
He wasn't at no round table. I'm sure he was probably sitting on the ground or something.
Yeah, the little stump. The round stump. The round table.
That's like, what I pictured, bro.
A stump being a round table is crazy.
That is funny. Okay. I told y'all about my instant chef, my instant vacation.
Oh, that sounds like two to me.
It is two. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But.
So I get another one. Both of y'all had.
Mm-hmm. He gave three.
I know. Yeah, and now you about to give a third.
So okay, you go ahead and get your.
Oh, no, you can do your third.
Oh, okay, because I don't know.
Instant pot, instant chef.
I think I would have an assistant.
You know, I was thinking that too. That's why I said my elves.
I would have like a super assistant to organize all my stuff. And I think I like your elves idea though. Because then I can have a mixing engineer. But I feel like I would have an assistant though. Because it's not like, I just got a lot of stuff to get done. And it'd be feeling like a lot. But if I could have some, you know what? An instant organizer. I think that's what I would have. Somebody to just organize whatever I'm looking at. It could be digital. It could be physical stuff. But just whenever I say, okay, this is overwhelming. I need this organized. It just
goes. This is a Netsu. When you get overwhelmed, you go to sleep.
Yep.
And then he wake up as that guy.
That was the lightning, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Organized. That's funny.
Yeah, like I can just, it'll literally just instantly get organized. So if it's dishes just, they go into the dishwasher.
Dishes gone.
They just washed, okay? Instant cleaner, instant organizer. That's what I need. That's, do the things. The sauce! That's what I need. That's good. I like that.
So you said you need an assistant and a maid is what you said?
Pretty much.
All in one. The package you did.
Yeah, I need an assistant. I need a maid.
But I don't want to have to wait for it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait while you do it. I just want to snap my fingers and do my step.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it all by yourself. You know, I want like how on Beauty and the Beast, when the dishes, they sang and stuff. I want them to sing their way into that dishwasher. Dance your happy ass in that dishwasher. Go ahead. Use that sponge. Dance that Brillo pad around in those crevices. That's what I need. That's what I need. I need the broom and the mop to dance their way around the room. You know, that's what I need.
Oh, man.
Come on, Jesus. That's what I need, okay?
Oh, my goodness, man.
The trash can dance its way outside to the trash can. Listen, who?
A maid. And an assistant. That's all you asking for.
But instant, okay?
Oh, man.
But that's when funny. I say it, like when I say so, you know how God was like, let there be light, and there was light.
What you say?
Let there be clean, and y'all know what I mean, okay? Glory, how did I fuck that? Ah, Jesus, hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me.
Hey, yo.
Come on, I'm tapped into the sauce. The sauce! This is my episode, clearly.
That's funny.
Hey, yo, that's funny, man.
That would make my life so much easier. You know, Beauty and the Beast, they was on to something.
Yeah.
That beast, he knew what he was doing in that house. The magical teacups.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there was another thing that had like a magical broom that would sweep around somewhere, but I can't remember what TV show or movie it was.
Aladdin had a magic carpet.
Yeah, that's not. That's not the same.
It had the little tassels on the end.
That's not the same thing.
That would be fire. I think I like that. Mm-hmm. Instant vacation, instant organization and cleanup.
Instant chef. Mm-hmm.
Instant chef. Mm. That's it
easy
right there.
Life.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeeze.
All right.
My third one.
Okay.
Is. I would have an entire video crew.
Oh, that's
like, that
good.
That includes like the videographer.
And the photographer.
And the photographer and the editor. The video editor and
and photo editor, because they don't need to do the same. Like, they don't need to do all the work. If it's up to me, you record everything. Mm-hmm. And I want a sound guy.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna be walking around with the little boom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna be sending. Say that again. Oh, that joke was fun. We got it. We rolling.
All you gonna see is the thing just.
We rolling.
And an audio engineer, so an entire team.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah. I don't want to overwork anybody.
That's funny, man.
That's good.
And then my elves, they don't need to do nothing with the.
Because they too short, so then they gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna take like 5-6 of them to
hold it up, like, right?
So y'all not doing your real job.
And then, but if they the video people or the photographer, we hype fishing because all the photos is gonna be looking up. Hey, 6'8".
And then when they see you in person, they're going to be like, this don't look like the same breeze I've seen in the pictures.
Hold on, let me stand on a chair. Let me stand on a chair.
So
let me stand on one of my elves. Some elves, elves.
Y'all are funny. Okay.
But yeah, that's it.
Do y'all feel like any of this stuff is stuff that you could attain right now?
Instant mentor, yeah. Video people, yeah. Elves.
Why do they have to be elves?
I mean, that's just helpers.
He just want a whole team of assistants. Yeah, that's basically what he said.
Want some assistants?
12 disciples.
Crazy. Crazy work, man.
What about you?
What was the question?
Are these things attainable?
Are these things attainable? Instant space. I mean, I wouldn't say it's instant. I gotta create the space a little bit. You know, I'm not always gonna have the tools readily available, but you know, it's doable. Mm-hmm. It's like a 1 to 2, 3 to 5 business day. not snap my fingers.
Do your stuff.
But and then my instant haircut. You know, I guess it wouldn't be instant either. I mean, but if I pay a barber to come with me everywhere, and it would be there. Okay, instant barber, I could do that.
You know, don't Kanye get his hair cut every day?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's a little dangerous for the hairline, I feel like. No? Maybe.
Yeah, the hair ain't even grow back yet.
Yeah. It's nothing there.
Yeah, so it
you're cutting skin.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Got some tough skin. But, what else I say? I don't remember, but yeah, I think it's pretty attainable. It might not be in an instant, but you know, instant gym. Yeah, you know, I could pull some. You know, when you,
I mean,
you can figure something out.
It's summertime.
Oh, honestly,
anywhere you could do push-ups anywhere.
I mean, that is true.
You do that in the winter. Instant time. That is true. Well, it's just gonna be cold.
That's why you do the knuckles. That's when you had gloves.
Mm-hmm.
You said do the knuckles. Yeah.
Knuckle ups.
That's a lot on concrete. That feel like it hurts.
You said it feel like it hurt? Have you experienced it or just in your mind?
In my mind. I could feel it. It feels painful.
Mm-hmm. You know another one I thought of?
What?
Anytime I touch a book, I instantly get the knowledge that come right to me, so I don't got You know how many books I'll be like, man, I got 7 books.
That book. You gonna be like the dude on the who was saying he was the fastest reader ever. Yeah. He was like y'all don't remember that video?
Grease on your head.
That's what he did in the video.
He did that?
Yes.
Oh, the hair?
Yes.
No, he didn't do it.
I thought he said that.
He was bald.
All right, I got it. And he was like, what did you say? I don't know. What was the point in you reading it if you was going?
I mean, I might have seen a second video where they.
Yeah. I was thinking more like.
Space Jam.
Boom.
That looked like you was about to give an oath.
I mean, it's because this is Bible thick.
It is Bible thick.
But you see, this is why I would need it instant. You know, I don't have to. I can get the knowledge, keep it moving, so I can start applying. They talked about power force. I got it. Page 45. It said, you know,
that's good.
That's an instant. Another one of the instants. But you know,
ain't no need to have your own books. You can just go to the library and touch them all.
like, do you happen to have? That's it.
Y'all got some good ideas.
That's all my instant ones.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
I don't think I have any more instant ones that y'all didn't say already.
I only had one instant one. That's all I need.
I feel like yours was still kind of instant. You just had extra people.
Nah.
It's going to go a little bit.
It's going to go a little quicker. It's going to go a little quicker, but they're not all, I mean, we all here to work together, but they don't all got to do the same task. Like, if we write in a book, we got a writer. We also have an editor. We working together. You know, we all don't have to write a book at the same time. Me and my elves.
You make a good point. I mean, you don't got to do all the same thing.
No? I'm just delegating. I'm living a slow, easy life.
Oh, You know what else I would have? A gardener.
I thought you want to say a garden.
Oh, well, I would have a garden, but I would have a gardener for my garden. Yeah, like, so I don't have to, I could be out there when I want to, when I feel like it. But they could make sure all my vegetables
stay alive
and fruits. Yeah, they could do the heavy lifting as far as that goes. And if they need a team, they could get a team. But I would have a gardener. I think that would be great.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. And a shopper.
Somebody shop all the things.
Me. Yeah. I might as well, if I'm making my life easier. Might as well you shop for me, whether it be clothes or food.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, having somebody get the all organic stuff. Like I don't even gotta think about whether or not, like freshly picked berries.
But greens. That'll be in the yard already because we got the garden.
Berries, greens, everything.
So y'all can get the other stuff and my clothes. An assistant.
Who knows about gardening.
And if they need an assistant, they can hire an assistant.
Well, the gardener will be separate. I'm talking about for the shopper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, all right. Do y'all have, this was just a quick topic. Y'all got any final thoughts?
Nah, life is easy. It just depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, moral of the story is get you an assistant and everything will be a lot easier.
Yes, life don't have to be hard. Figure out how you can attain the things that you want now. That's what we're doing. We're figuring it out. But don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. I'm Shakoya D.
By my reason to an ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the gray area. If you love this episode, you're going to like the one that's linked up on the screen. And check out the description. Join our Patreon to watch this episode live. And we'll see you guys soon.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
All right. Greg.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.